So, who should take credit for the Grangemouth deal? I put that question to Scotland's First Minister, Alex Salmond, of the SNP.
People pulling together, and a lot of that was done over the last 48 hours. Obviously, governments, but particularly the workforce offer, and I think we should be commended for that. Other parties as well. BP made a material contribution because they're interested in securing livelihoods and skilled jobs in Scotland. So people pulled together, and I think everybody should be congratulated for turning what looked like an industrial catastrophe 48 hours ago into a prospect. And this is the really important thing about today's announcement. This is not an announcement, an investment for today, tomorrow, next year. This is an announcement for a quarter of a century of secure future for the chemicals industry in Grangemouth.
What about the unions, though? I mean, the truth is that they miscalculated and then caved in completely, isn't it?
You know, right through this difficult 2 weeks, I've avoided commenting adversely on the unions or indeed the management, because there's been enough commentary, by commentary, tweets and all the rest of it. And, you know, as First Minister of Scotland, it was my job, it's my job to pull people together to try and secure a future for the facility and for the livelihoods of thousands of workers. That now has been done. And I'm not going to start into a commentary about what people should have done, should have said or shouldn't have done. It just wouldn't be helpful.
All right. You talk about the long-term future. One of the factors that made this deal possible, it appears, was the fact that the British government, the United Kingdom government, guaranteed a new ethane facility at Grangemouth. What do you make of that in terms of what it means about the part of the UK government in the future of Scotland's economy more generally, actually?
Well, it's good that governments work together, but the loan guarantee, and I really do wish I had the powers to not give a loan, but just guarantee a loan. It's probably a nice instrument of industrial policy, not available to us just now. We just have to give people real cash, which is what the Scottish Government have done to support the investment. But it's good the government works together. But, you know, these have been on the table for months. They've been the constant factors, to be fair to the UK government and the Scottish government. These offers that we've made to support an investment have been there for some time. That wasn't the things that were stopping this investment go ahead.
No,
but listen, if I could add to my area of industrial policy, not to give people grants, which we do, or loans, which we do, but just give them guarantees on loans, then believe me, an independent Scottish government will do that.
The plain fact is this could not have happened without the London government, could it?
Well, that's where I think that you're mixing up politics with economics. If we had the power, I mean, what's a loan guarantee worth? It's worth about 1 million in every 100 million you guarantee. Now, I'm not diminishing, incidentally, that, because I think this is a day for congratulating everybody for pulling together. I'm merely correcting you and saying if we had the powers to give loan guarantees in Scotland just now, we'd add that to our armoury of industrial policy, because it's a lot cheaper than the powers that we currently have on actually giving loans or giving grants.
But you can see that a lot of people will look at this and say it's an illustration of the fact that Scotland needs the heft that comes with being part of a bigger economic power.
Well, that'd be a kind of ridiculous way to look at things for the reasons I've just given you. I've just pointed out that a loan guarantee system, where you have to not give a loan but just a guarantee of a loan, is something that an independent Scottish government would easily be able to do and have as part of its armoury of industrial powers. But, you know, you're the only people that have ever asked me about this, incidentally, on the BBC. You seem to be kind of fixated on the idea that the UK government alone, of all governments in the world, are the ones which can give guarantees and loans. I think that's a ridiculous argument to put forward, and therefore I prefer to stress the fact that both governments work together, as we should, in the public interest, as the Scottish government would do if Scotland were independent. And we have now secured, I believe, an investment which can bring about a secure future for this facility. And just as I won't engage in bandy ads between the union and the company, because that's not helpful, I really think people who attempt to play constitutional politics of this will end up with egg right over their face.
Alex Salmond talking to me earlier.